This episode is brought to you by KitCaster. KitCaster books you on top podcasts. How do funded startup founders attract prospects and talent? Podcast interviews. How do entrepreneurs with exits find new deals? Podcast interviews. How do C-suite execs differentiate in crowded markets? Podcast interviews. KitCaster books you on top podcasts. Click the link in the show notes for a special offer. Celebrate good conversation.
This podcast is brought to you by BitIRA, my affiliate partner. BitIRA leads the industry in helping consumers diversify their retirement accounts with cryptocurrency investments. Why BitIRA? Because they are among the most secure and compliant digital IRA solutions, guys, providers on the market. Their uncompromising commitment to security includes storing consumers' cryptocurrency in cold storage within grade V nuclear bunkers, protecting consumers' stored cryptocurrency with end-to-end insurance, complying proactively with regulations by using regulated exchanges and registering with the U.S. government. Every asset class carries its own set of advantages. The key is achieving your financial objectives and growing your wealth is understanding those advantages and learning to balance your investments across a range of appropriate asset classes suited to your unique situation. So per notice 2021 from the Internal Revenue Services, digital currencies are treated as personal properties for tax purposes, thus making them eligible to be held inside a digital IRA account. That means that any gains you accrue through your digital currency investments remain tax-free until you withdraw them from your retirement account as a distribution. And here's something else that many people don't know. If you sell your digital currencies within your IRA without taking a distribution, any gains that you may have made can be reinvested in other asset classes. In other words, your IRA does not need to remain entirely in digital assets to keep this tax deferred designation. The current cryptocurrencies you can actually invest in BitIRA are Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Chainlink, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, Zcash, and Stellar Lumens. Welcome to the future. I'm BioChef T, and guys, click my BitIRA link, affiliate link, right in the description to learn more and get yourself a free guide on digital IRAs. Peace.
Hey guys, I just wanted to stop in here real quick. I know you just heard the BitIRA partnership that I have earlier in the podcast, but I wanted to remind you that BitIRA is actually giving away a Ledger Nano S. Ledger Nano S. Now, you're probably asking yourself, if you're not familiar with cryptocurrency, blockchain trading, and all that good stuff, what is a Ledger Nano S? So if you head over to ledger.com and you go over to introducing the Ledger Nano S, it's all about reclaiming your power over money. Combine the Ledger Nano S with the Ledger Live app for maximum security and control over your digital assets. The Ledger Nano S keeps your coins and NFTs offline and protected. So you can actually buy, exchange, and grow your cryptocurrency. You can manage and invest your cryptocurrency anytime, anywhere with Ledger and their partner. Buy, exchange, trade crypto in seconds, the simple, safe, and smart way. It's pretty cool stuff, guys. I have my own Ledger Nano, and I've had it for many years, and I am completely happy with it. I am also invested in BitIRA as well, so for retirement, and that's actually a really great place to actually, you know, park your crypto if you're looking to invest your money into something that's new, fresh to the market, and possibly going to be growing over the years. Obviously, this is not financial advice. I am not your financial advisor. This is something that's I am just introducing to my podcast, and blockchain and crypto is developing, is going to continue to develop. It doesn't look like it's going away. So I just find it important to bring attention to this market on my platform as I continue to expand my podcast just from food and branch it out into sort of a just healthy living lifestyle experience. So check it out, guys. Check out the BitIRA link in the podcast description, like I mentioned in the preview, the beginning of this podcast. And this might be something you might be interested in. Also, BitIRA is no longer charging a fee, a monthly fee, to hold your crypto on their sites. So that monthly fee has been removed. So that's great news. Check it out, guys. I'm BioShift T. Catch you guys in the next one. Peace out. What's up? I'm BioShift T, and thanks for joining me right here on VecTween. And I have a few articles out for you guys that I want to touch on that I think would be interesting. Next week, Monday, I'm going to have a special guest, Rob Rastovich. He is the CTO at ThingLogic. So Rob has been actively involved in technology for nearly 30 years, from building a top 10 e-commerce site in a time when e-commerce was still in the infancy, to establish what is now known as Amazon AWS LOT. LOT stands for Internet of Things, just so you know. For Rob as a CTO, ThingLogic was awarded the 2018 LOT Platforms Leadership Award and has become an advanced tier technology partner for Amazon Web Service, which is really cool. We had a great conversation, and I cannot wait to be sharing that with you all really soon. Let's move on to Healthline. Healthline is where I'm going to be touching on how to turn your bedroom into this ultimate sleep sanctuary, right? We all love good sleep. So this may help you. These suggestions they have in this article. And again, all these links is going to be in the podcast description for you to click on. So please don't be afraid to click on to read further. I'm going to like this one, and I think you are too. We're going to also go over to the Jerusalem Post, jpost.com, where we're going to be talking about Israeli food tech startup launches hybrid meat revolution in Tel Aviv. That seems really interesting. Can't wait to touch on that. And lastly, we're going to touch on Cardano. Cardano ADA spikes 8%, surpassing XRP. Let's get into the news. So over here on Healthline, we're talking about how to turn your bedroom into this ultimate sleep sanctuary. So the quality of sleep is essential, as we all know, for health, restoring energy, help store memories, and healing our body. And where you sleep matters. Guys, where you sleep matters. Listen up. Your sleeping environment has a huge impact on your sleep quality. The right wall of color, bed accessories, lighting, or lack thereof may all help you to get a better night's sleep, among other factors. So they get into a few different topics. One of them is everything you basically need to create the bedroom of your dreams. So when it comes to bedroom design, many people typically focus on elements that reflect their needs when they're awake. Clothes on the chair, easily to grab in the morning, cluttered furniture. You need your bedroom. Well, you need your bed, desk, dresser, and chair. Overflowing laundry hamper with everything you need to have to do, laundry is pretty low on the priority list. You also keep your computer and phone close at hand since you never know when you might need them. You try to avoid looking at them after you turn your lights off, but your resolve doesn't always stick, especially when you are in trouble of falling asleep. Your bedroom, and you know, I do the same thing. Basically, your bedroom might offer convenience by day, but there's a chance it has a different impact at night. Even if all you do is sleep in the bedroom, you still spend a third of each day there. A hot, bright, cluttered room can disrupt your sleep and keep you lying awake for a chunk of the time, which can, you know, mean bad news for your waking health. So, but here are some suggestions. Here's some news. Updating your bedroom can help get you better sleep, which can in turn improve overall well-being. So this guide might really help you. So there are some tips for creating ideal sleep oasis. Many people decorate their bedrooms to appeal to their waking senses. This might mean bright colors, fun painting, plenty of sunshine, and strong light that lets you get your work done. The most important activity that takes place in the bedroom, however, is sleep. When you don't get enough sleep, your brain and your body don't get the chance to actually rest, recharge, carry out the essential processes that keep the functioning that you should. The amount of time you spend sleeping matters, yes, but so does the quality of that sleep, which is really important. If you spend four of your 8 hours in bed tossing and turning, you might not feel very rested the next day. Making a few changes can help create more comfortable and sleep environment. According to sleep expert John Hopkins, the following bedroom features can make a big difference in the quality of sleep. Temperature, number one, a cooler room and bed can reduce nighttime sweating and improve sleep. Aiming to keep the bedroom thermostat set to 65, give or take a few degrees. Light, number two, bright blue light, be it from the sun or electronics, can disrupt sleep. Putting down your devices, and I feel like I've gotten a little bit better with this. I'm still working on it, you know, just being honest. So using blackout curtains, which we've done, and using very dim lights at night can actually help improve your sleep. I do get really great sleep though each day. So I have no complaints about that. And I've tailored or tuned back a little bit on how much I use my phone, like, all the way up to bedtime. So I try to, you know, don't do it as much. And I feel like that's also getting better. Number three is pets. You can, you know, love your furry friends without loving their nighttime commotion. If you're unable to get good sleep with a restless pet, you know, maybe consider them off the bed, or maybe on at the lower part of the bed, so it's not really messing up your sleep. Tidiness. You may not see your bedroom clutter while you're asleep, but it could still have an impact on rest. For better sleep, try tidying up, making your bed each day, and just keeping things organized. So that's pretty cool. They also get into upgrading bedding, which is really important too. You know, type of mattress you have, type of accessories on the mattress, your pillows, your comforters, and all that stuff plays a huge role. Sheets and comforters. They cover that. They get into pillows. They talk about that support of the curve of your neck. You know, how a good pillow should be able to do that for you. Mattress, nighttime pain and discomfort. So with the right mattress, you can actually sleep better, position your body better, put it in a position where you can get restful sleep and wake up feeling energetic and optimized. So those are a few things on those topics. And, you know, next one is try not to let the light in, sunshine. You know, keep those curtains nice and closed. They also mentioned blue light glasses, knowing that turning off devices before bedtime helps reduce exposure to blue light is one of the things. Actually following through is quite another. Perhaps you work through the evening or use the nighttime hours to catch up on news and chatting with friends. In short, not everyone can switch off at night. Anti-blue light glasses can help reduce exposure to blue light when you're having trouble turning off screen entirely. So keep that in mind. While there's still more research is needed to know exactly how these glasses affect sleep, a small 2014 study found that blue light blocking glasses reduce LED-induced melatonin suppression in adolescence. So that's really interesting right there. So something to keep in mind. Swap distracting sounds for soothing noise, for soothing ones. So sound solutions such as earplugs, white noise machines, or sleep headphones can help you get back into snoozing instead of tossing and turning. You know, that might be an option there. And consider new sleepwear, you know, that can also help kind of, you know, get you into that comfort. You know, the best pajamas should feel soft on your skin and they should be warm enough to keep you cozy, but breathable enough to keep you cool and dry. So consider that as well. The link is going to be in the podcast description, guys. So, you know, click that link if you want to read further. They have some great things here, by the way. Moving along, jpost.com, where we're talking about, look like the site froze here. Hold on. That's so interesting. I don't know what just happened. One second. Look like the page is having some issues. Oops. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened to the page there. Wow, sorry guys. It was definitely, it was a new Israeli food tech company. Looked like it just launched in Israel. And it's, I guess it's hybrid meat. I didn't really get a chance to go into it so much to find out what exactly they were talking about. Yeah, wow. I don't know why the page just did that. I'm going to leave the link in the podcast description anyway, and perhaps wherever you are, if you wanted to know more about it, click that link. I'm going to move along, actually. Today is quite a busy day, so I would have just added something else in replace of it. But I think the sleep portion of this podcast is super important. I think many people do struggle with sleep issues, and sleeping is really important for healing overall, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I think it's definitely a something to really consider on a day-to-day basis to make sure you're getting enough sleep. And if you're getting enough sleep too, you should be able to even lose weight. You know, there has been some talks about that as well. So over here on U.today, we're talking about Cardano spikes about 88%. This is, what is today, the 25th? That's about a couple of days ago. Or a day ago, sorry. Today, yeah, today's the 25th. This happened yesterday, surpasses XRP. So the price of Cardano has spiked more than 8% over the last 24 hours, reaching 0.51 cents on Binance Exchange. The cryptocurrency, which underpins one of the top proof-of-stake blockchains, has now surpassed Ripple affiliate XRP by market capitalization. The two aforementioned cryptocurrencies are currently valued at $17.6 billion and $17.5 billion, respectively, according to the data provided by CoinMarketCap. ADA is down a whopping 83% from its current all-time high that was reached back in September. So the Vassal hard fork euphoria has been the main bullish catalyst behind a recent rally. The exact data of the launch is yet to be announced by the input-output team. As reported by U.today, the launch of the hard fork was postponed to late June due to technical issues. Last February, XRP left the CoinMarketCap top five for the first time since 2014, battled by the U.S. security SEC lawsuit pretty much against Ripple and controversial cryptocurrency ceded ground to ADA. So Cardano's native token saw a massive rally last year, and its price peaked on the cusp of the Alonzo hard fork, which enables smart contracts on the proof of stake blockchain. However, the cryptocurrency would have more than doubled in value in order to catch up with Binance BNB coin, whose market capitalization currently sits at $42 billion. Bitcoin and Ethereum remain the two largest cryptocurrencies, with Tether and USD coin also being in the CoinMarketCap's top five. So that's the news on your cryptocurrency. All right, guys. Hope you all have an amazing day. And thanks again for joining me right here on Between and BioShift T. I'll catch you guys on the next one. And listen out for our interview next week with Rob Rostovich. Excuse me. Rob Rostovich. And that's going to be awesome. Can't wait to share it with you guys. Take care. Peace.